Dear fellow heart dwellers, may the peace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. My name is Amelia, and I am the daughter of Mother Claire. I wanted to share with you a dream that I had the other day. It has quite an interesting story to go along with it. In my dream, I was standing in a white space, looking beyond myself. In the distance, I beheld the sight of a child pulling a bag of something that seemed quite heavy. She was pulling and pushing, stumbling here and there, but she was quite determined to accomplish this task, getting up and continuing to drag the bag until she was standing at my feet. Relieved that she had reached her destination, she said to me, "Hi, well, these are for you. I have been told that you need to do something with them." She then smiled and, skipping off into the distance, said, "Well, I have a lot more for you, so I'll be seeing you soon. Bye for now." Perplexed, I looked around. No one was there. Looked off into the distance where she had faded away. She wasn't there. I had no chance to ask her, "What is this?" So I bent down and naturally opened the bag, and it was full of letters. Lots and lots of letters. Upon waking, I thought, how is this significant to me in any way? I felt like the Lord was trying to tell me something, and that young girl, she was definitely an angel. She had such a sweet, loving spirit about her. But letters? What could he possibly mean? I never get letters, like, never. So, naturally, I entered into prayer and asked the Lord to guide me and give me clarity on this matter. What are you trying to tell me, sweet Jesus? What is it that I need to do? Hours later, my mother called me and told me about all kinds of letters that need a response. What? I thought, this is it. This is it. She told me she felt an overwhelming need to respond to every single one. But the Lord has given her so many things to do, and she desperately needed my help. I was not surprised, as the Lord had already told me. But I felt a huge sense of clarity as my mind had that aha moment. Thank you, sweet Jesus, I said, for the heads up. I knew that I must help her. I was afraid at first. I mean, how am I supposed to know what to say? But who could ever say no to the Lord? For he would never give me a task that I couldn't handle. So, of course, I agreed. And from this time forth, I will be assisting my mother with all these letters as the Lord has asked. Now, I think that it is such a wonderful thing that any moment of clarity that you need, all you need do is ask the Lord. And I also think that it's amazing that I had such a quick response. And for this, I am absolutely and utterly grateful. All right, brothers and sisters, I hope that this story that I've shared with you could bring you clarity possibly in the future with my role in helping my mother in the ministry. I hope that you all have a blessed day, and may the peace of God be with you. Bye for now.